Hey, fellow high functioners. Welcome to today's installment of the Disaster Diaries. So I started my day, as I said I would, with a repeat of yesterday's Miracle Morning. I'm not sure why, but it is incredibly helpful for me, and I have that thing favorited. And by that thing, I mean that track. So I can come back to it whenever I want to, whenever I need to. And then I did today's. It was not an all-in-one. And that's all right. It's cool. But today was a rough day. I woke up and I had a headache that turned into a migraine, and I don't usually get migraines anymore, but my migraines are the type with an aura, so I lose my vision, and that really sucks. So I ended up going back to bed. I had a couple of pre-interviews today that I didn't make it to, and so I need to circle back with them tomorrow, but this evening I finally felt well enough. I worked in the office on my stuff that I need to go through, and I'm going to say I did a quarter of it, which is, I think that's pretty good. A quarter of what's left. Then I did Pilates, and I'm really sore already in my core, and for that, I'm incredibly grateful. I can't remember if I said the other day when I ordered the pool baskets that I also ordered these little mesh pouches. So a couple of weeks ago when we ordered our Pilates equipment kit thing with the ring of fire and the ball and the booty bands, the bands don't have anything for them to be stored in. They're just loose, and that is annoying because I know that I've talked about this thing called My Thing Logic, which is the brand, and it's an equipment rack, and again, it's small-ish, and it holds our two yoga mats, our foam roller, and some dumbbells, and then we have an ab roller and these two rings of fire, I guess is what they're called in Pilates. And then there is this little bar that I could hang these booty bands on, but they just fall off. So I bought these little mesh pouches. I think they're pencil pouches, actually, is what the description said. And I was like, well, I hope they're not too big, but they're the perfect size. They're absolutely perfect. So great purchase. And actually, I'm going to put together a link tree and add links to the products, the books, et cetera, that I talk about on these daily chats to y'all, as well as, you know, anything that comes up within either of my podcasts. And then if there's anything Brandon talks about, he can add as well. So today was, again, not very productive. Like, if we're going on a 10 scale where 10 is the most productive and 1 is the least, I'll put myself at a 2. possibly a 3 because I did very, very little today and I'm okay with that. I was unwell. But tomorrow I have a follow-up appointment at my bariatric office and I have to bring my mom to an appointment as well. She has something in a different office in the same building. So hopefully we'll both get out the door at the same time and I won't need to make 2 trips. So food's good. And by food, I mean my protein goal is good. I haven't covered that in several days, but I have been hitting my protein goal and my fluid mark. So in case you're wondering, I need greater than 80 grams of protein per day and greater than 80 ounces of fluids per day. And that is specific to me. I know some people have a similar goal, but it's definitely personal based on you. But my bariatric office has me at, you know, 80, greater than 80 for each. When I did Pilates today or this evening, when I say this evening, it was really tonight because it was like 9 o'clock when I started doing it. Yeah, that's hard. Pilates is serious. And my core is not that strong, but it's gonna be. I can tell. It's already sore. But I did the Master of the Foundations from YouTube Pilates. I did the 1 through 4. And I did a workout from the Better Me app. And I actually think it's not that bad. It's actually fairly decent. And so I'll use it for my trial. And then if I really like it, then I'll go talk to Brandon and see what he thinks about an exception. And if we don't make an exception, then perhaps next month. And next month is Christmas, so maybe I could get it for Christmas. I don't know, but we'll decide if I even want to move forward with it. But yeah, I'm really interested in trying it. I did see an article. I just want to look it up really quick about home Pilates apps. It was by Forbes magazine, and I'm trying to find it. Let's see. Yeah, so it was actually the best wall Pilates apps. And I'm not really interested in wall Pilates, but it has the top app being Simple. And they rated it out of 10, 9.9, and Better Me is 9.8. Reverse Health, which I'd not ever heard of, is 9.7. Walk Fit is 9.6. Noom, 9.5. Nourish, 9.3. Yoga Go is 8.7. And Shred is 8.6. I have heard of Simple. And the one thing that is interesting about that app that one is that they definitely have, they cater to women who are 50 and older. So those who are in menopause and postmenopause phase of life. And so I think that's really cool. We do have special needs when we get into menopause and post-menopause, we need a ton of protein. I learned last year at an appointment with my mother, with a nurse practitioner in her primary care office, and this person has since retired, but she was so knowledgeable in what women need when they are past menopause age. And she said to my mom, you need to really work to get 30 grams of protein per meal, because otherwise you're going to lose your muscle mass. And my mom's not super muscly at all. Like, I have a shitload of muscle. My mom is not muscly. I've not ever known her to be muscly. Strong, yes, but not muscly. But I had no idea that postmenopause, women lose muscle mass at an alarming rate. I am not there yet. So at this point, my protein goal is greater than 80 grams. And so we'll see. I know when I weighed myself last week on my scale, I weighed 225.5. And I'm nervous because it seems to always go up when it's time for a doctor's appointment. So we'll see. But I got to keep this short and sweet because I have to go to bed and get some sleep, because we all know, and if you don't, now you do. Sleep is important for weight management. And so I have to go to bed to get enough sleep. And I have hiccups. Excuse me. So I have to be fresh for my appointment tomorrow. I need to circle back real quick on my productivity. I was working on my podcast for Life in the Berry Lane, my episode that needs to be put out there that I was trying to get out today. It's my conversation with Dr. Evan Nadler, and he is phenomenal. And I just love the work that he does. He works with pediatric bariatric patients. He's actually a surgeon, and he's done bariatric surgery on children. And I'm not talking like teenagers. I mean, sure, but I'm talking younger than teenagers. And I learned so much about childhood obesity from him, and how that impacts your weight as an adult. And I got so many answers to the questions I've had all my life just by talking to this one person. And I so greatly appreciate the time that he spent with me answering the questions that I had and helping me to understand not just in general childhood obesity and, you know, how childhood obesity impacts children and then later in adulthood, but for me in particular, like why different things have happened to me, or why, like you've heard me say, I hit a wall and I can't get past the wall. I understand why that happens. And so I'm incredibly grateful. And I wish this was already up like well before now, but it's not, except that the first part will be up tomorrow. I just need like 20 more minutes, but I have to go to bed. And I was sick today, so I didn't get it done. So tomorrow it's going to be. I hope y'all have a great night. I'll see you tomorrow with the next installment of the Disaster Diaries.